Welcome back to the second segment here on KXCO's Meet the Community. Devin Scott, strength and conditioning coach at the Mexico High School, our guest today. We kind of talked a little bit about your playing career. Football was your sport. Did you play any other sports whenever you were in high school or college?
Not officially for the school. So I grew up doing boxing, some mixed martial arts, things like that. I'm not going to say I was very good. I was physical enough to get by, but I don't think I would have made a lifelong career out of it by any means. But that was about it for me. I loved the physicality of football and fighting. And I think that was ultimately why I was good at those sports, because, to be frank, I didn't know a lot about football at the time. I just kind of wanted to find a way to let some aggression out and, you know, be physical.
Absolutely. Would you see any new sports coming into the Mexico School District? Any new sports that you would like to see come into the district?
I'm not really too sure at this point. In terms of the resources that we have, I'm not too sure what all we can. I mean, unless we put a pool outside.
That would be helpful.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. It would be nice to see some more, though.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll keep our eye on that spot maybe as we go along. Maybe there'll be another sport that comes in. Bowling comes to mind. I know a lot of high schools are getting bowling programs up and going, but, you never can tell.
Maybe some boys volleyball.
Boys volleyball. There's another one. Yeah, absolutely. I think I saw a post on one of your social media accounts that you said kids who play multiple sports are less likely to be injured.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, from an injury lens perspective. So, I mean, let's be honest, that post caught a lot of traffic, and I got several DMs about it, some really tilted parents and other members. But it's one of those things, if you do the same thing and it's repetitive over and over and over, you're going to reach a point to where there's chronic movements which create chronic injuries or overuse injuries, essentially.
Like a pitcher in baseball.
Exactly. And, I mean, it's very prevalent in youth sports right now, and that's solely looking at the data. Now, granted, there's kids out there, and it's anecdotal because, you know, I was fine. I did it all the time. I never had elbow problems, shoulder problems. So, right, that was you. Maybe you're just a genetic outlier. You know, the elbow is not really made to be able to throw 100-mile-an-hour balls, you know, 300 times a week or whatever it may be, whatever your pitch count is. But it's one of those things. If we can prevent monoculture sport, and I'm not saying it's bad to play one sport. What I'm saying is it's bad to do the same thing continuously year-round without a true off-season, to where you can taper that volume and get a decrease in that movement and everything that you're doing, because it's going to lead to overuse and it's ultimately going to cause injuries for athletes that are way too young to be experiencing Tommy John surgeries and torn labrums and all these other things. It's kind of scary to see, but at the same time, you know, as long as you're doing more than just that, or you're at least taking the off season, or you're taking time off, you're going to be fine.
Sure. You know, you were talking about the success of one of your former students who had a pretty big body transformation whenever we were first interviewing you here in the first segment. Did diet have a lot to do with that, or was it mainly exercise, or was it a lot of both?
Definitely a lot of both, but I will say you cannot outwork a bad diet. Because at the end of the day, you know, if you're burning 300 calories on a workout, and you're doing that 5 days a week, right, that's 1,500 calories. Okay? But if you're consuming 4,000 calories a day, you know, it's not really going to balance out too much. But the biggest thing is it's behavior, which is the same for every other facet in life, you know, financial or education or professional, whatever it may be. You have to make those behavioral changes. And that was one of the biggest things that I try to emphasize in here. Not just give them the education on, you know, this is how you do this and lift weights and, you know, these are the protocols for recovery and how you should warm up and prep for these things and taper. Not just that, but like these are the foods, not necessarily to avoid, but foods that you should be trying to eat more often than not. I'm not saying cut out the ice cream and Snickers bars. Right? There's a time and place for everything. And at the end of the day, if those are things you enjoy, just plan ahead for it. Maybe leave 300 calories for the day so you can have a Snickers bar. Right? But just giving them the education, not only the resources to do so, but just teaching them so that they can start making these lifestyle changes that, you know, these 4 years of their life are so small compared to the entirety of it. So if we can teach these lifestyle habits now and try to help them understand how to track these things and do things on their own, not just hearing word vomit, remembering it for a week, and then moving on, just teaching them how to do these things so that after high school and the remainder of their life, they can make these changes and just have a better life, quality of life, everything.
What about sleep? Is that an important thing too? I've seen kids on both sides of the spectrum where, you know, some kids can go on very, very little sleep, or at least they think they can, and then other kids are like in bed till 1 in the afternoon, and you really have to go in there and prod them to get up out of bed.
Yeah, that's a big one, especially in terms of recovery. You know, that's one of the biggest indicators of how well you're recovering. So, I mean, I talk to my kids about this all the time, and it's like, if you have two athletes, one of them, they get 8-9 hours sleep a night, they're eating, you know, adequate amounts of protein, they're eating good carb sources, good fats, they're hitting their calorie numbers, they're training hard, they're training consistently, they're doing everything right, they're going to blow up just like this kid that might be on steroids, right? You won't be able to tell the difference because, especially at this age, their ability to recover is so much faster than what it would be for myself and you because they're younger. Their hormonal upregulation is so far ahead of what it is for us right now because, you know, there's a downhill trend as you age a little bit.
I feel that, yes.
I'm still a young buck, but I feel it slowing down every day, man. But yeah, just do the little things right, and you're not going to be able to tell the difference.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, let's take our second break. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up. We're speaking with Mexico High School strength and conditioning coach Devin Scott this morning on Meet the Community on KXCO.